This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Logan Fowler is back in custody after fleeing detectives in Bolton Wednesday. Fowler, age 24, is being held under no bond in the Bladen County Detention Center. He was spotted by detectives doing surveillance in Bolton and fled when he was approached. One of the investigators sustained a dog bite during the chase. See this story online for more information. The family of a Whiteville murder victim is suing the Whiteville Police Department and the State Bureau of Investigation. William Junebug Edwards Jr. was shot to death in a Whiteville tire dealership in 2023, allegedly by Natrell McInnes. McInnes was out on bond at the time for the killing of Deontay Sadler. Edwards reportedly witnessed the murder. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A former teacher jailed for allegedly coercing a teen girl into performing a sex act has been indicted by a Columbus County grand jury. Jody Watts, age 49, is being held under $750,000 secured bond on 12 charges, first and third degree sexual exploitation of a minor and indecent liberties. Watts allegedly had a 17-year-old female student perform sex acts on FaceTime while he was her teacher at Thomas Academy. The State Department of Health and Human Services is urging North Carolinians to fight the bite and reduce tick and mosquito-borne illnesses. In 2024, more than 900 cases of tick and mosquito-borne illness were reported in North Carolina. Mosquito-borne ailments include West Nile, Eastern Equine Encephalitis, and lacrosse. Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, Lyme, and other tick-borne ailments can cause fever, headache, rashes, flu-like symptoms, and they can be severe. All bug-borne illnesses can be easily treated with antibiotics when they're properly diagnosed, but delaying treatment can cause serious long-term health issues. Volunteers are needed for The Wall That Heals, which is coming up April 22nd. Angela Norris of the Veterans Memorial Park said the replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. will be escorted through downtown Whiteville around noon. Businesses and residents are encouraged to come out and greet the procession as it goes through. Members of the Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Organization will escort the wall to the Veterans Park. Individuals, as well as church groups, civic clubs, and businesses are welcome to volunteer. Call 840-3848 if you'd like to help volunteer. There will be a food distribution by the Central and Eastern North Carolina Food Bank. It's going to be on April 19th in Chadbourne. There's no ID, residency, or income requirements. Volunteers are needed for the event. See this story on our website for more information. It's Week of the Young Child, and the Columbus County Partnership for Children has special programs going on each day. Today, from 6 until 7:30 p.m., there's an art show at the Columbus County Arts Council that's on Madison Street in Whiteville. It's going to be featuring the artwork of local children. Friday is Family Fun Day at the Museum of Science. It starts at 10:30. Cooperative Extension Master Gardeners will host their spring plant sale Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. at 45 Government Complex Drive, Whiteville. Call 910-640-6605 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.